We're talking presidential politics, and we're back with Sherrilyn Ifill. She's a civil rights lawyer, and she teaches at the University of Maryland School of Law in Baltimore. Plus, Ron Walters, he is the director of the African American Leadership Institute at the University of Maryland. So, guys, you heard my conversation with John Edwards, and he said that he wonders if his message is being heard above the louder political brawling between the Obama and Clinton camps. Ron, is the former senator's message being heard?
It's very difficult for it to be heard because I think one of the motivations that got him into this race was that he came in second last time and that he had the prospect of doing better. What he didn't reckon on, I think, sufficiently was that these two people would create the kind of dynamic that they created. Barack Obama, on the one hand, a fairly genuine political movement of a sort with lots of dynamism in it. And, of course, Hillary Clinton, the Patina of the first female president of the United States, bringing along her husband and a show of its own. So I think that his message is having difficulty getting through. A message devoted to the kinds of things that African Americans and other poor people feel very strongly about. This is a section of the American electorate that's always had difficulty, but in these circumstances, it's going to have greater difficulty.
Sherrilyn, a current poll from the Associated Press says that Edwards is picking up white voters. His support in South Carolina among whites has grown, according to them, from 28% to 40%. He and I talked about the South, the Old South and the New South. Do you think that Southerners are ready to vote for a black man?
I think it's a really important question, one not to be glossed over. I tend to be fairly cynical in this regard, and I don't think it's just the South. I think we saw some of that in New Hampshire, where Obama's poll numbers were quite different than what the actual election results, at least until we have the recount, showed. And so it doesn't surprise me that Edwards' numbers would increase, because I think some white voters are turned off by Hillary Clinton and they're looking for an option. The problem with black voters in Edwards is that he's run up against what is a very strong pragmatic streak in the black community, and that is that we want to vote for somebody who can actually be elected. And the more Edwards is seen as being third or an also-ran, the less black voters, even if his message is the message that in all other circumstances they would like to hear, will not vote for him, because we've got that pragmatic streak and we want to do what we think is the possible, not the impossible.
Sherrilyn, let me stick with you for a second. You recently blogged about the spat between Bill Clinton and the Obama camp. You titled it Play a Hatin' Part 2, Bill versus Barack. What do you mean?
Well, because I think that there is, if you look at President Clinton's response to Barack Obama and his kind of tour that he's doing and really taking up being the attack dog in the campaign, it's really disturbing. And you do have to kind of look at what's the reason for the almost red-faced, finger-waving anger that he seems to have demonstrated, this idea that somehow Barack Obama's getting a free ride. And I think that there's this sense in which, we ironically talk about Clinton being the first black president, or at least Toni Morrison did. There's no question that he has had a very special relationship with the African-American community. And I think that he feels threatened. I think he feels that he has a right to, particularly in South Carolina, call in his markers with the black community. And so I do call it player hating because, Barack Obama holds the possibility of becoming the real first black president.
And, let me go to Ron with this question. The first black president, let me bring in yet another factor. There have been people like Harold Ford who folks thought might run for president. Black America has been waiting a long time for what's called a viable candidate. What does it do to the dynamics of black-white relations, if anything?
I think very little, primarily because when you look at this year alone, everything from Katrina to Jenna 6 to nooses, lynches, all sorts of things happening of a racial nature with a very strong mobilization following, demonstrations and so forth. It's very clear to me that the election of a black president is going to have very little to do with actually dealing with those kinds of things. As a matter of fact, Barack Obama, the only way that he's going to get elected really is to do what his campaign is doing, and that is to try to neutralize race. And we're talking about Bill Clinton insofar as they try to blacken Barack Obama. What they do is to play on the divisiveness of the racial factor.
And so, Ron, let me get this right. You don't think that Senator Obama is electable?
No, I didn't say that. I said that his campaign is trying to devalue race. They're trying to neutralize it in order to get him elected, in order to make him more electable. The objective of the Clinton campaign is to make him blacker, which is to say to call out his blackness and therefore to complicate his constituency, which is predominantly white.
Ron, let me stick with you and talk about the Republicans. They're campaigning in Florida. There's a GOP primary in 4 days, and they had a debate last night. What stood out to you?
What stood out to me was the frantic effort of Rudolph Giuliani really to stay in the race. And I just thought that Mitt Romney, of course, was very confident in terms of his position in Florida. And I think that what we see and Giuliani really is a failing campaign. I think their response is having to do with the stimulus package and elevating the war in Iraq to a prominent position in the Republican pantheon, really non-starters with most of the American people, and therefore I was very much surprised about that. But Mitt Romney was the only one who came back to say, yes, this is important, but right now the economy is important, and I'm the guy that can fix it.
Sherilyn, what do you think about John McCain, for example? The way he was talked about in the Democratic debate in South Carolina was, hey, he's the man to beat. They've also, on the Republican side, talked about Hillary Clinton as the person to beat. Is there a presumption on both sides that certain people are the people who will get the nomination?
Oh, definitely. I think so. And I think those are the two who are presumed. I certainly don't think Mitt Romney can be counted out, given that he has a virtually unlimited source of private money to continue campaigning. And who knows what Huckabee might be able to do, although he's looking increasingly as though he's not being as much as a contender. But I think that Ron is absolutely right. It was pretty remarkable last night at the debate to hear, you know, Tim Russert say, you know, 6 out of 10 Americans say Iraq is a mistake and we ought to get out, you know, and it's not worth it. What's your response? And every single one of the Republican candidates said, you know, I disagree. So there is this sense, and in previous debates we've seen it too, the refusal to distance themselves from the Bush policy in Iraq, despite the fact that a majority of the country sees that as the wrong policy and that Bush has incredibly low approval ratings. So they're making a calculation that I think is a dangerous one and that they may have to deal with after we get past the primaries and we get to the general election season.
Ron, we only have a little bit of time, but if you talked about McCain versus Clinton or McCain versus Obama, what would be the difference between those two races, you think?
Well, I think that McCain would probably stay where he is in terms of his elevating, of course, the war and the fight against terrorism. I think he would make a pretty good target for somebody like Barack Obama who wants change. Barack Obama is in this race doing as well as he is because he has the best record on the opposition to the war in Iraq. So I think that that would be probably the most heated one. I have trouble with the fact that Hillary Clinton, of course, who has been more moderate on the war, would be a stark opposition to a John McCain. So I think that the most fun we would have would be between Barack Obama and McCain.
All right. Well, on that note, Ron and Sherilyn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sherilyn Ifill is a civil rights lawyer. She's also a professor at the University of Maryland School of Law in Baltimore. And Ron Walters is the director of the African American Leadership Institute at the University of Maryland.